Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Matthew from Woodinville is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. Hey, by chance, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 when I gave out three correct answers during the cheat sheet?
I was, and I have forgotten all three of them.
Oh.
All right. That's
fine. Do you believe
fine.
Him? Do you believe him, Steve?
Not at all.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matthew from Woodinville will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
George Washington appears on which state flag?
Washington.
Correct. What was the name of everyone's first friend on MySpace?
My friend.
No.
Buddy.
No.
Jackson.
No. Pinocchio translates to pine eyes in what language?
Sweden.
No.
Switzerland, Germany.
No, no, no. What
Austrian.
What type of race is Preakness Stakes?
What kind of what?
Race is Preakness Stakes.
Oh, that's a horse race.
Yes. How many keys are on a piano?
158.
No, no, no. Which southeastern capital city was once known as Terminus?
Which southeast what?
Capital city.
Oh, I don't know. Santa Fe.
No.
Phoenix.
No. Southeast.
Southeast. Tallahassee.
No. How many different cup sizes does Starbucks offer?
Three. Four.
No.
Five.
No. What three-letter word means the front of a ship?
Oh, the bow.
Yes. And with that, you got three correct, Matthew.
Ouch.
I mean, you said it. I didn't.
Yeah.
Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
Back in the house.
I'm here.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! George Washington appears on which state's flag?
The Washington flag.
Yes. What was the name of everyone's first friend on MySpace?
Tom.
Yeah. Pinocchio translates to pine eyes in what language?
French.
No.
Italian.
Yes. Duh. What type of race is Preakness Stakes?
Horse race.
Yes. How many keys are on a piano?
There are 88 keys.
There are. Which southeastern capital city was once known as Terminus?
Southeastern city. Tampa Bay?
No.
Jacksonville.
No.
Tukwila.
No. How many different cup sizes does Starbucks offer?
Four.
No.
Five.
No.
Six.
Yes. Which three-letter word means the front of a ship?
Bow.
Yes. Cher was the first person to use what effect used for pitch correction?
Auto-tune.
Correct. Speed skating originated on which continent?
I would say North America.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Europe.
Yes, there it is, Steve. With time on the clock, you got through all the questions and you scored 9. And that is a victory. 9-3. Sorry, Matthew.
That's a spanking.
It was. But have a great day, Matthew.
The only one you got wrong, Steve. The southeastern capital city, once known as Terminus, is Atlanta. Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your big victory, and we have another game of Beat Migs at 8:50 this morning.
The Daily Migs Show.
In case you haven't heard, Rush has announced that they are bringing the 50-something tour to Climate Pledge Arena on October 10th, and I am very excited.
I was going to say, who's excited in this room?
A lot of people are excited, Steve Migs. If you want a shot at winning Rush tickets before you can even buy them, we're going to be giving out a code word for you to text for your shot at winning at 8:05 this morning, and you can get all the contest details at KISW.com. Steve Migs, there's a lot of people really fired up about this Rush contest we have going on.
Yes.
At 8:05 a.m., excuse me, all week long. And Steve, you're calling from Iowa this morning because you want to know more about the Rush contest.
Yes, I was just curious of when the drawing's going to be.
So they are going to be drawing around noon this Friday, October 24th.
So Steve, you're a big Rush fan?
Kind of. It's been a while since I've listened to them because of a lot of issues going on the last few years, but I finally pulled my head out of my rear end and everything is all good now.
So, and you're in Iowa? What are you doing in Iowa right now?
Well, I live in Iowa, actually. I moved here about 13 years ago.
Okay, and everything, you said everything's good. You pulled your head out of your rear end. How so?
Well, you know, this is a probation violation that I'm doing. It is my last commitment. I have no other court issues pending, so everything's all said and done. I'm going to try to get myself transferred back to Washington State when I'm probably next summer.
Are you behind bars right now?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We got iPods for making phone calls and listening to music and whatnot.
No way.
Well, thank you for calling us. I feel very special.
Yeah, I listen every morning for the Beat Migs contest, and I figure I don't have enough time to call in to try to play because of takes a while to get connected up onto the phone when you got to go through the process.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I feel like time would be on your side if you had nothing else going on. Might as well play some trivia games, right?
Exactly. But I get out in 5 days.
So you get out in 5 days. How long have you been behind bars?
I have to do a total of 40 days, and so I've been in here about 35.
Ooh.
Holy cow, you're rounding third and heading for home.
Exactly. My family's excited.
Okay, million-dollar question. What's the first meal you're going to get when you get out of out from behind bars?
The wife and I are still discussing it. We're either going to do a breakfast buffet or we're going to go do Mexican.
What's the food like situation like in jail?
Around here, nothing compared to back home.
What is the best prison meal that you've had?
I would say we've had orange chicken a couple times.
Orange chicken, that's nice.
We had chili mac last night, a little bit too spicy, but I ate it.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd want to have any kind of spicy. Is it, I don't know much about, I'm sorry if I'm being ignorant, but isn't there like just like a toilet right in the jail cell? And if you have spicy food, do you have to just like sit there in front of other people?
No. Each room has their own toilet.
Okay.
So you don't have a roommate?
I've watched too many movies.
This particular room, no, but there are 3 rooms designed for double bunk. Well, I have never seen it yet.
And Steve, if you don't mind me asking, and if you don't want to say, I get it, but like, why are you behind bars?
Probation violation.
And so
I was on probation because of a felony conviction from 35 years ago, being a dummy when I was a kid still. And I happen to have a broken firearm. But, you know how it is. You're still in possession of a gun. Throw the book at you.
Well, I mean, good luck to you then. I imagine you're going to try and win these Rush tickets. That's why you called in the first place, right?
Yeah, I've been texting the last 2 days. And, because, I listen for the, I get my iPod 9 o'clock my time, so 7 your time. I don't get to hear the first round of the trivia, but I get to hear the other two.
Well, that's awesome, Steve, and thank you so much for listening from behind bars, and we wish you all the best, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a Reddit user that asked a question recently, Steve Migs, and that question is this. What rule did your parents have growing up that you realize now was totally bizarre?
Taking calls from people behind bars, apparently.
There were a ton of replies, so we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a Reddit user that asked a question recently, and it goes a little something like this. What's a rule your parents had that you now realize was totally bizarre?
That's a great question, because I think when you live in that world and you live in that environment, you just think, well, everybody lives like this. And then when you go to someone else's house, you realize, oh, nobody lives like this.
No. So as you can imagine, Steve Migs, just about everybody has some sort of a reply to this. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
I figured who better to read these comments than someone that once sang a song about how parents just don't understand.
Is that Will Smith?
You know it. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air himself, Will Smith, reading these comments or reading these submissions on Reddit about the things that may be a little weird that your parents used to do. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I wasn't allowed to bleach my hair, but I was allowed to color it darker if I wanted to. My identical twin sister wasn't allowed to color her hair darker, but was allowed to bleach it.
All right, so at that point, I think you're just effing with your kids.
Yeah, that's right? Just insanity right there.
So you can do it one way, but your twin brother or sister can't do it that way as well.
Exactly.
Okay, just making sure we're... Did your parents have, like, weird rules worth, like... Because I had a brother, but it was a whole... It was a weird life, let's just say. Things were a little crazy back in those days. But like with your sisters and your brother, did certain rules apply to one that didn't to the other?
Yes. Well, as the firstborn, I was the guinea pig, Steve. So, of course, I was not allowed to have a boy in my room. I had to have all the doors open in the house. There was no... They made it very hard for me to sneak around or do anything. And by the time my sisters and my brother were coming up, they were like, whatever, we don't really care.
Like, doors unlocked. Let anyone come in if they want.
It's not fair.
All right, here's another comment about the rules that your parents had that you now realize were rather bizarre.
No turning on the lights during thunderstorms. Apparently, the lightning would see us.
Okay. Somebody in your family smoking marijuana.
Yeah, a little paranoid.
When my sister had a friend over after school or something, and it was time for dinner, our mom would make her friend sit in the other room while we ate. Just made the friend sit there and be quiet while we ate. Apparently, it was family time only.
That's so awkward.
How do you even explain that to a friend? Like, hey, you want to come over and play video games? Oh, by the way, dinner's in an hour. And if you're here, you can't eat with us and you can't sit in the room with us.
That's very strange.
That might be the strangest one.
My mother has at least 4 chairs around the house that you're not allowed to sit on. They are not special in any way. They just take up space.
We kind of had that.
Like the fancy room?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Don't sit on that couch.
Between the fancy room, which wasn't very fancy, and then the fancy towels, which also weren't very fancy. I never understood that. My mom would get mad. She's like, did you dry your hands with those towels? I'm like, yes. Those are the fancy towels. I'm like, what are they for? For when we have guests over. It's Tuesday. Nobody's coming over, Mom, at least not for the next 5 or 6 days.
You ruined everything, Steven.
And then we had the fancy furniture, quote unquote, with then the vinyl...
The plastic over the top.
Yes.
Yes.
That was the worst. It was bad in the winter, but it was even worse in the summer because you would sweat and it would stick. And then it would be like almost like, I can't get off this couch very fast because it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah, that rips.
I had to drink a huge glass of milk every morning as a kid because my parents believed it would make me grow tall. But I was lactose intolerant, so it just ended up making me feel really nauseous.
That post was from Thrill.
Right? Oh, no. That's terrible.
Do you remember the last time that you had just like a big glass of milk?
No.
Okay, based on your face, no.
That makes me just thinking about it. But I know some people are really into milk, even as grown-ups. But I haven't had a glass of milk probably since I was in, I don't know, maybe...
High school?
Yeah, I think maybe like I was an adult. I was living out here because I remember when I was living in a house in Wallingford with a group of people. And one day I was just sitting around in the living room and I just had a big ass glass of whole milk too. Not even just straight up out of the cow kind of milk. And everyone in the house looked at me like I was insane. They're like, did we just allow a serial killer to live with us?
Just over there, just double fisting milk.
For me, it was like, so people come home, they want a nice, tall, cold, chilled glass of beer. I wanted just a nice, big old glass of milk.
You are so weird.
Not wrong.
The curtains had to be opened in the morning so the neighbors wouldn't think we slept in.
All right, now I'm torn. Is that stranger than the one where the kid had to sit in another room while the family ate dinner?
That, I mean, why are you concerned what the neighbors think of your sleeping habits?
Bizarre. All right, one more?
Yes.
My dad always muted the TV during commercials, and that was the only time anyone could talk while we were watching any program, especially the news.
Okay, look, I think that is very strange, but I kind of want to implement that rule in my house. When I'm watching something and Tatum and Sid start talking, I'm just like, and I'll hit pause. And Tatum doesn't care, but Sid almost takes it like it's an insult. Like, why'd you pause that? Like, now there's pressure on her to say what she's saying. I'm like, I just want to be able to pay attention to what you're saying, but not miss out on what I'm watching.
Implement that rule immediately, Steve.
It doesn't seem all that strange. Give me some milk.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, I just learned, Steve Miggs, that we have some tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at the price of $55.
$55.
You can head to KISW.com to snag those tickets while they are available. We've got Brent and Zach from Shine Down the Pretty Reckless and more at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We know that many rockaholics are just waking up. The day is just beginning, and there's so much information coming from every angle that pop culture can be a very busy place. But we're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Hulu is officially releasing a Prison Break reboot. I don't know if you watched this when it was first out, Steve.
No, it was one of those shows that still to this day I tell myself, I should go back and watch it. Everyone loved this show.
I was obsessed with this show, but I did learn that Wentworth Miller and Dominic Purcell, who were the two kind of leads in the first, you know, installment of this, they're not going to be in this new one, which is a little bit disappointing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, does that impact you watching it?
Well, they're very easy on the eyes, Steve, Migs, so I will miss them thoroughly.
I remember the bassist of Biohazard, Evan Seinfeld, was in Oz as well.
Okay,
not Oz. Oz is different than Prison Break. I'm sorry. I just got those two shows confused for a half a second. Too many blows to the head.
Well, the new series is going to star Emily Browning as an ex-soldier who becomes a corrections officer and takes a job at one of the deadliest prisons in America so that she can protect someone that she loves.
So this was a big show on Fox, if I remember correctly,
I think,
right?
So, and yeah.
Now it's going to be on Hulu.
Hulu. Paul Shuring is back as the executive producer. They don't have a premiere date yet, but it's going to be announced soon. And I'm excited. I'll check it out.
All right. I'm so excited to talk about this next story. I don't know if you've heard about what's going on with Russell Wilson. Obviously, things have not been all that great for former Seahawks quarterback, former Super Bowl winning, dangerous himself, Russell Wilson, as he's no longer seems to be
Mr. Unlimited.
And seems to be more of Mr. Limited because, well, he's just not playing with the Giants right now. They replaced him with their rookie Jackson Dart. I bring all this up because I feel like we're about to enter not the dangerous era, but the salty Russ era, and I'm all for it. So the Giants recently just played the Broncos. They lost that game where they gave up like 33 points in the fourth quarter, and the quarterback for them was Jackson Dart. Played a pretty good game. Coach Sean Payton of the Broncos, who was once coach for Russell Wilson when he was in Denver, had a post-game press conference and was talking about their new quarterback, the Giants' new quarterback, Jackson Dart, and had this to say.
You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
So a lot of people, Russell Wilson himself, thought that was kind of a not-so-subtle shot at, hey, we wish that Russell Wilson was still playing when we played you guys, because probably thought it would be an easier game to play than playing against Jackson Dart.
Oh.
So usually Russell Wilson takes the high road. Not this time, which I think is freaking hilarious.
Let's go.
So Russell, and I had to double and triple check that this was coming from Russell Wilson's Twitter page or X page. He wrote, quote, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Ooh.
Which was a shot at the Bountygate scandal that Sean Payton was involved with back in like 2012, where he was accused of paying players for injuring opponents and then he got suspended. I was like, damn, Russ, getting a little salty, and I freaking love it.
I'm here for it. I like this way better than, like, you know, Mr. Nice Russ.
Yeah, Mr. like happy-go-lucky Russ. Now Russ is pissed. He's a backup quarterback and he's sick of this ass. Bring it on. Now I want to see him play in Las Vegas, not here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Latest news on the passing of Limp Bizkit bassist Sam Rivers says that he was found in cardiac arrest and that his death was attended, meaning that he had been under medical care.
Well, we know DJ Lethal mentioned something about cancer soon after that. So
yeah,
that
there
got
were
a lot of people talking.
Some reports suggested that it may have been cancer, but the band did share online that they are not breaking up. They're going to continue on their tour, and it will be a tribute celebrating his life and legacy. They're not announcing anything about who the new bassist will be or if they'll even become an official member, but we'll keep you posted as we learn things.
I learned one valuable lesson throughout all this is do not click on the comments if you just care about people's human lives, if you care about Limp Bizkit even. Like, I mean, there was just some... I mean, there's a time and a place to be a troll on social media. When somebody passes, I feel like that's not the time or the place.
No, not at all.
But I'm happy to hear that they're going to keep going. Because
yes.
I think, like, you know, sometimes you hear about, like, these... It sounds like from all the band members talking about Sam, like, he was such a massive, massive part of the band. I honestly was thinking, well, maybe they're kind of going to be like Led Zeppelin in a sense. I know I'm probably pissing off Led Zeppelin fans.
How dare you?
Putting those two bands in the same sentence. But, you know, Zeppelin did not want to keep playing after John Bonham passed away.
Sure.
So we will have a chance maybe to see them live again.
Long live Limp Bizkit.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Migs this morning? He's been performing very well so far.
Why, thank you.
333 wins, 110 losses, and 97 ties so far in 2025. If you would like to try to beat him, call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.